This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story. This morning's arrest in South Florida of the Chicago rap star known as Lil Durk in a sweeping federal murder-for-hire investigation has drawn new attention now to rising tensions in parts of the city's drill rap community. It's also forced leaders in at least one Chicago suburb to backtrack on an honor they gave Lil Durk literally 1 week ago. This story is new at 3. WBBM's Jim Goodis here at the Anchor Desk with an update.
Lisa, federal prosecutors say Lil Durk, whose real name is Durk Banks, paid several associates to kill a cousin of rapper Quando Rondo in Los Angeles in 2022. Last Friday, the mayors of Bellwood and Broadview gave Durk keys to their villages because of his charitable foundation's work with those communities. This is Broadview Mayor Katrina Thompson.
Let this key enlight all of our young people, our Broadview Young Scholars. We're here because of them. So we thank you and we honor you and we appreciate you being in the village of Broadview, and here's your key.
But following the charges against Durk, Thompson says Broadview is terminating its partnership agreement with his youth organization, Neighborhood Heroes Foundation, and they are also withdrawing that key. Meanwhile, the mayor of Bellwood is saying that they're going to wait and see, telling CBS News Chicago that the city wants to see what happens in this case before making a decision on whether or not to withdraw its key for Durk. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Attorneys have filed a federal lawsuit against the city and several police officers for the wrongful arrest and imprisonment of a Chicago man.
32-year-old Anthony Robinson was accused of the murder of a man on New Year's Day in 2013 in the Bronzeville neighborhood. Attorneys say surveillance footage confirmed the shooter was a short-haired man who chased men down and fired shots. At the time of the shooting, Robinson had shoulder-length dreadlocks and a leg that had been severely fractured in several places and would not have been able to run anywhere. Attorneys say officers coerced another man into confessing. The suit alleges the detectives falsified the reports and withheld or destroyed evidence that would have cleared Robinson. The court vacated the conviction more than 11 years after he had been wrongfully incarcerated. Dave Brunner, 105.9 WBBM.
Now an update today to a story we first told you about yesterday. Police in Chicago now say a 16-year-old boy is arrested and charged in the carjacking of a 47-year-old man. He's one of four people who allegedly maced the man while taking his car at 82nd and Ashland. The victim, who has a valid FOID card, fired his gun, striking the teen in his left knee and grazing him in the left arm. The other three suspects got away with the man's Toyota Camry. The upcoming election allows voters to select some Chicago school board members for the first time in the city's history. But one education analyst says the way the 10 districts were drawn will create some inequities.
For Chicago's first ever school board elections, the city's been divided into 10 districts, each with two members. November 5th, voters will select one member from each district. Mayor Johnson will appoint the other one and the board president. Becky Vivi, bureau chief for Chalk Beach Chicago, says the 10 districts are not exactly equal. District 5, for example, has 105 schools, while District 4 has only 34.
And you'll see board members talking about their various constituencies probably differently because of those dynamics. Like I said, if you're a board member elected to represent 100 plus schools, you're going to have to balance interests of 100 different, you know, school communities. That's different than a board member representing 35 schools.
The new hybrid board will take over in January. We talk about the historic school board elections on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear more Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Graduate students are competing on how to pump new life into downtown Chicago.
The University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy has now launched a competition that allows the school's graduate students access to experts in commercial real estate, county and city government, along with other downtown stakeholders, in the students' quest to develop the best plan on how to create a thriving downtown for Chicago. The proposals will face a panel of judges next spring and will need to consider sustainability, inclusiveness, and fiscal health. The winning team of graduate students will receive $10,000. The Harris Policy Innovation Challenge, established in the last academic year, offers graduate students opportunities to apply their knowledge and skills to complex and crucial problems in local public policy. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
If you've been planning to play some prop bets on this weekend's NFL game, state leaders say you'd better change your strategy.
From now on, you won't be able to gamble online or in person in Illinois on whether a kicker will miss a field goal or extra point try, whether a quarterback's first pass will be incomplete, and on replay results. Those are among 11 items now banned from being betted on in the state. The NFL had requested the state make the changes, writing that unlike wagers offered on the result of a game or a specific player's performance, those types of bets are more susceptible to being fixed because a single player or person could control the outcome. Among other bets now forbidden, some for other reasons, player injuries, player misconduct, and officiating assignments. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, a new study looks at machismo and what that means for your heart. University of Chicago Medicine, Dr. Nathaniel Glasser led the study. He says his study finds that men who exhibit stereotypical male behaviors wind up not going to the doctor right away, and that can cost them when it comes to heart health.
Sometimes it's, you know, the imperative to avoid shame or embarrassment or stigma sort of outweighs the long-term considerations of protecting our cardiovascular health.
The study involves thousands of men who are now early middle age. They've been part of a study since they were 12 to 18 years old. And the world's first Michelin star taco stand is bringing their famed tacos to Chicago's Wicker Park and Fulton Market neighborhoods. But you'll only have 2 weeks to check out the bold flavors. Beginning November 13th, Tacumbi with Unite with El Califa de Leon from Mexico City will feature four of its signature tacos. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
Thank you, Lisa. It sure feels like good old-fashioned gamesmanship coming out of Washington, D.C., and the Commanders head coach Dan Quinn refusing to say who the quarterback will be on Sunday against the Chicago Bears when those two teams square off just after 3 o'clock. Officially, Jaden Daniels, the starter, the regular starter for the Commanders, is questionable. He is down as a game time decision. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus says nothing really changes if it is the backup Marcus Mariota at quarterback.
No, because, you know, when you look at the game last week, you know, when he came in early, they operated the same way. They ran the same offense. It was the same exact offense that they ran before. So I don't see those guys changing. They believe in their system. It's very effective, and they're going to use that system.
And Eberflus also letting us know today we can confirm that Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon will not play for the Bears. Brisker still dealing with that concussion that kept him out of the London game in Jacksonville 2 weeks ago. Meantime, Gordon has a hamstring that is not allowing him to get in there. NBA, the Bulls are back on tonight. They are at Milwaukee, while in the NHL, the Blackhawks get the United Center tonight with Nashville here. World Series Game 1 is tonight. Yankees at the Dodgers in this best of seven. It's Garrett Cole pitching for the Yankees. Jack Flaherty for the Dodgers. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm 670. The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 W.
Indiana gubernatorial candidates have held their final debate before Election Day.
Indiana became the first state to pass a near-total ban on abortion after Roe was overturned, and that was probably the most contentious issue that came up during the debate. Republican Mike Braun said it's settled. It should have gone back to the states a long time ago.
I think when our legislature took on that task, they vetted it with the people of this state. If you don't believe that our people are talking to their legislators and coming up with a good product, I think they did that.
This is Jennifer McCormick, former Republican running as a Democrat.
Our extreme abortion ban was called a good product. It has also not been vetted. We don't have a citizens initiative ballot, which I will fight for because Hoosiers deserve to have a voice.
Here's the Libertarian candidate, Donald Rainwater.
Fellow Hoosiers, you need to make your voice known.
McCormick noted that 60% of Indiana residents want to return to the standards under Roe. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the National Hellenic Museum in Chicago celebrating everything Homer this weekend. The ancient tale of Odysseus and Homer's Odyssey filled the air as guests read three-minute passages as part of the third annual Homerathon. Executive Director of the Hellenic Museum, Marianne Contouris, says Greek storytelling and mythology continues to resonate through the generations. patients.
While hearing these words out loud, hearing various voices reciting these words, and then understanding that in history, throughout history, there have been these universal challenges that people have faced and will continue to face.
The original text of Homer's Odyssey was written in ancient Greek, but the readings will primarily be with the English language translation. The reading of the Odyssey in its entirety continues tonight and into tomorrow.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.